Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Skylar Jeremias, and I'm an assistant editor at CHG. Today, I will be joined by Justin Williams, CEO of Noteworth. We discuss Noteworth's recent partnership with Geisinger and the development of Connected Care 365, a predictive analytics tool aimed at aiding physicians and patients with chronic disease management. We also talked about how this technology has the potential to help other patient populations and why similar tools are needed now more than ever. So to start us off, how does Noteworth's partnership with Geisinger amplify the technology utilized with your platform?
Yeah, I think it does a big sort of validation or a check mark for what it is that we're doing. We're not thinking about digital medicine as a string of features that maybe the rest of the market is thinking about. We don't think about it as telemedicine plus connected devices equal health. We think about this as, I think we're in an opportunity now and to drive what healthcare looks like in 5 years with this new technology. And what we're doing with Geisinger is just that. It's, what does the workflow look like? What is it? If you erase the four walls of a traditional healthcare experience, what does it mean to engage with your doctor? What does it mean to engage with your nurse team? So with what we're doing with Geisinger, it is absolutely underscoring and underlining what a modern health system could look like in 5 years. And it's everything that Noteworth sort of aspires to be.
Could you briefly explain what Connected Care 365 is and how it will help patients manage their chronic diseases?
Yeah, so Connected Care 365 is a marriage of some traditional concepts and technology, so things like case management and working out of the electronic health record, with a lot of the modern tooling of the digital health space. So for patients who have a chronic condition that are seeing, you know, a care team, not only can they have the interactions with, say, their case manager and know that their case manager is doing the follow-up for their care, but importantly with Connected Care 365 is you can actually give the tools to the patient to manage themselves. So instead of asking them to, you know, self-monitor their blood sugar and write it on paper, they're given a application to track those things for their trends to be evaluated in real time and to be bounced off of the care team, but also to take, where appropriate, some agency in their care. So it's a full suite of tools from patient education to how to track their medication, diet at times, things like that, so that the patient actually has the tools to be successful themselves and be supported by a care team.
What issues related to chronic disease management will your platform help to avoid?
So the first thing that we help to avoid is the sort of the noise and the multiple stakeholders that it takes to manage a patient with any chronic condition. It goes well beyond you and your PCP, right? It generally involves specialists and case managers. So the platform does a really, and pharmacists and so on and so forth. The platform does a really good job of putting everybody in the same place. So the pharmacist can see what the case manager is doing, and the case manager can easily ask for guidance from the PCP and things like that. The other thing that we really help the health system and the patients avoid is the fatigue and the confusion around how to manage themselves. So we really try to create, again, as I was saying, that agency or that ability for patients to take part in their care where appropriate, so that everyone has a full idea of sort of where a patient is. And usually today, the patient is maybe the last person to find out just how, you know, bad, say, hypertension or diabetes is in any particular situation, or how well they're doing when it comes to hitting those goals. We're creating feedback loops that ultimately lead to more touch points with patients and opportunities for better outcomes.
How can this technology and predictive analytics be used by physicians to improve care?
Yeah, so I think we've all been in the doctor's office where they said, "How have you felt since the last time I saw you?" Right? It's kind of a generic question. And I think we all want to, we're all conditioned to make everyone happy. So we say, "Fine," right? And regardless of what's really been happening, or if we even remember how, you know, how sick we felt 6 weeks ago. So with the type of interactions that we create and that asynchronous environment that are happening without the clinician having to call you every day and ask you how you're doing, right? That we create that data stream. So when I'm in the office with a doctor who's using Noteworth, they can see how you've done since the last time. They can see potentially your blood pressures if you're hypertensive, or again, those blood glucose readings, or whatever the case may be. And it's not a question about how have you felt. It's more of a question of going from the quantitative now into the qualitative. How do we get this to be better, right? What changes in your lifestyle or in your medication can we drive? And then ultimately, with that abundance of information, you not only can start predicting where a patient may be trending. Are they trending better than most or worse than most? Do we see potential for that patient to have to be admitted to a hospital or anything along those lines that ultimately can lead to a much worse outcome for the patient? But we're able to leverage that new experience and allow doctors to be on top of it without having to functionally call you every day to figure those things out, even though we would probably love to talk to our doctors every day. It's not necessarily practical.
Can this platform be used to improve patient outcomes after hospital discharge? And if so, how?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things with being discharged from the hospital is, you know, you've got great connectivity with your care team when you're in the hospital. The minute you cross the parking lot to your car, it's gone, right? The connectivity sort of disappears. So how do you cross that gap? How do you make sure a patient stays connected? Well, one of the things we do with Geisinger and with others is the platform knows if you've been admitted. It knows if you've been discharged. It immediately creates the connection points between the nurses on the floor and the nurses that will be assuming your care when you come out into the normal community, and passes that on to your primary care doctor or to your specialist. It's sort of the type of complete care team that I think every health system aspires to. The platform starts creating those bridges. And then along the way, going back to, I think, some of your previous points here, is that instead of, say, you were, you know, seen for heart failure, exacerbation, whatever the case may be in the hospital, instead of waiting, you know, days, potentially a week or so, to go see a specialist to have, you know, weight checked or your blood pressures checked or whatever the case may be, that can start as you leave the hospital. And it can be tracked even if you're waiting for that appointment all the way up until the time you get there. So those transitions in care stay completely connected. There's very little opportunity for a patient to be dropped, to fall through the cracks, or for a health system to lose the ability to connect to a patient as they're leaving.
How will this technology increase the quality of and access to healthcare for patients living in rural areas?
Yeah, so access is the word I'd underline in that question. The bigger challenges with rural health systems, I think, we want to lean into the technology as a problem there, that, you know, they don't have Wi-Fi or whatever the case may be. But one of the bigger challenges is with population density decreases, it's harder to have a physician who can be in town. You might have to go 3 or 4 towns away, or especially when it comes to specialty appointments. If you're seeing a cardiologist, you might have to drive an hour to go see that cardiologist. So for patients who can leverage this kind of technology, we put the entire health system in their hand. It's, you know, have a telemedicine encounter or follow up with a cardiac rehab nurse, or even just be providing data that can be checked as sort of an indication of how my care is progressing without having to have those conversations, and getting the feedback that you're doing well, as an example, with, again, not having to drive an hour and a half to get to that care. I think there's still a lot that can be said and done about connectivity and the infrastructure that's required in rural communities. I don't know if necessarily we're the ones to solve that or to necessarily be speaking to it, but for patients who we can get this technology to and we can bring this type of connectivity, it's a huge win for them to be able to have full access to essentially, you know, the Geisinger health system from their living room.
We know that the COVID-19 pandemic has created a giant shift towards telehealth. But how has it highlighted the need for more predictive analytics tools?
Yeah, so I think COVID had created a vacuum for telemed to immediately replace a service, which was an in-person encounter. It didn't replace care. It was just, how do you talk to somebody, or how do you engage now that we can't be in the same room, or there's precautions that would drive us up to be apart. It didn't do anything for predictive analytics. You can't predict this conversation that we're having, right? There's not a whole lot to put into that. So what I think COVID did was crack the door a little bit to health systems that were maybe thinking that, you know, telehealth is something will be a real slow adoption over time. Why would anyone want to have a video call with their doctor instead of an in-person call. I think it tore down that quite a bit. I think we said the same things about online shopping. Why would anyone want to buy a shirt instead of go try it on, right? So I think we're having that moment in healthcare. So what telehealth and the emergence of it being sort of a required feature or a commodity in healthcare did was show us that it's time to actually move into care delivery, not just the encounter with over a telemedicine call. And it's opened the door for tools like Noteworth that lean more into the whole experience, the data, the interactions, the workflows, and the analytics that come with that. So health systems now see that as a completely viable business model. And I think for all of us who consume healthcare, that's a good thing.
And lastly, do you have any concluding thoughts?
So I think it ladders a little bit on that last part, which is for as tough as the last year and a half has been for everyone, in the healthcare space, it has shown us what the opportunity is. Now, some of us will choose to take it and some of us won't, right? So sort of the case in all things, but it has shown us what is possible with delivering excellent care and delivering outcomes to patients when you necessarily aren't in front of them, and has opened the door for what care can be. So I think the work that we're doing with Geisinger and with our other partners illuminates what is possible. And I think that's really what's really important here. And hopefully that can be a beacon of what the healthcare system looks like in 3 to 5 years. And we're encouraged by this and excited to work with anybody else who's crazy enough to come out on the ledge with us.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @ChiefHealthExec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias.